most of these claims are intended to be alarmist and to cause fear in the public. But we are not taking it lightly. We have farmed up and upgraded all the defense arrangement around Maiduguri city and the environs to ensure that terrorists and their allies don't find it easy to assault that town. It is interesting that the alert state in the town has been heightened among the security agencies as well as the community. There is a high degree of alertness at the moment, which we believe is sufficient to frustrate any such evil plan.
With regards to the high security alert that you said, does that mean that the military has increased its troop presence in Maiduguri and its environs?
Well, the security arrangement is not dependent entirely on the number of troops, but on many factors, some of which I shouldn't be disclosing. But that is not ruled out as well. We believe that the arrangement in totality and in concert with the entire populace is sufficient to frustrate that evil plan.
Some residents are expressing concern, and they are, as reports said, they are scared that this attack is imminent. What assurances will the military be giving such people who have been leaving the area following reports that the Boko Haram militants will be launching an attack in the city?
This is not the first time such alarmist information has been circulated, but this time around, it has been heightened. We are not dismissing it entirely, and so the entire security system has prepared itself to ensure that it is not brought to pass. The people have no cause to fear, even while maintaining their already heightened level of vigilance. Let the vigilance not translate into fear, as the terrorists and their cohorts intend by spreading this kind of information.
Some critics have said that the military is losing the war to Boko Haram because of alleged areas they have captured.
Time will tell. Time will tell. We are definitely going to reverse. No portion of the territory of Nigeria will be considered to terrorists. We will do everything to reverse it and to not just degrade their efforts to terminate their activities in every part of Nigeria.
In terms of military equipment, how ready is the military about getting the needed equipment that will bolster, as they say, morale of your soldiers to combat this threat?
Well, apart maximizing the use of what is available. On an incremental basis, we are improving our armament and the stock. And like we say, a number have arrived and they have been deployed. Apart from being deployed, so much more have been expected. And as they come in, we deploy them to the mission. We already seen some of them having effect in the sense that the drive to degrade the terrorists has continued. And never mind what is being said out there.